SMG3, the villain of the SMG4 series, well, used to be villain, but who is SMG3? SMG3 was the main villain of the SMG4 series, working aside Bowser and coming up with random evil plans, and I gotta say, they were pretty entertaining to watch. He was a pretty standard bad guy back then, but even then, it was really entertaining seeing what he could do. The guy sometimes could be a genuine threat. Like, not super over the top, but still a threat nonetheless to be dealt with. But back in the day, he was a pretty entertaining bad guy to watch. But as the years went on, he kinda started to disappear a little bit, not showing up all that much. He did briefly show up in the Waluigi arc and did get his own episode in 2019. But as for that, he really didn't show up all that often, until he got his own dedicated arc. The YouTube arc. This was honestly probably the peak of his character, and looking back, he was kind of like a massive threat in this arc. But unfortunately, SMG3 kinda just disappeared once again. Well, not really, he just ended up in this place called the Dead Meme Graveyard for a while, and basically became like the sole owner of the place, until eventually just kinda giving up on it. I feel like this was showing us a slight decline to his character a bit, and I guess as the years were going on, we kinda saw hints of this. SMG3 was starting to change as a character a bit. Slowly, but we were starting to get into a territory where his character started not really being a villain of the series anymore. But eventually, SMG3 decided to come to his own terms and decided, hey, I'm not gonna really be a villain anymore. He kinda still is a villain somewhat, but the whole execution to get to this point is just kinda weird. They just throw this in your face out of nowhere, and honestly, the execution could have been far better. Like, I'm not against villains becoming good guys, but the thing is that I miss when Dre was a bad guy, because he could come up with some pretty entertaining evil plans. Vegeta from Dragon Ball started off as a villain, but then eventually became a good guy, but I feel like the execution probably made far more sense. Nowadays, SMG3 has basically lost any of the elements that make him a villain. Like, he's an occasional villain, but nowadays he's just kinda cringy. He has a cafe now, and yeah, he's just, well, point-blank cringy. He now hangs around the SMG4 cast, says baka, and might have feelings for SMG4. Just stuff that just doesn't really feel like his old character counterpart. He's just kind of a different character now, slightly. I don't know if I could say SMG3 is as flanderized as the other characters in the series as of recently, but I mean, he is, you know, flanderized at the end of the day, nonetheless. It is a little strange to me that they still want to hype him up as a villain, because, well, he isn't really a villain. There was, like, one episode where he was, but the execution was just kinda bad, where they had to make, like, this self-aware joke about it. It was cool seeing him be a villain for a little bit, but, again, the execution was just kinda bad. And it was probably the most lame thing SMG3 has ever done. I guess SMG3 could still be somewhat of an entertaining character. He can sometimes be pretty funny, I guess, but yeah, he's lost any elements of, like, him being a villain, and now he's just some dude that hangs around with SMG4 and his friends, and that's basically it, and now he owns a cafe that he has to run. Cool, but not really what his character used to be. I don't really see SMG3's character changing all that much. Like, I will say that he was a pretty fun and entertaining character back then, and I kinda missed that stuff to his character. Just being this evil guy doing evil stuff, it was entertaining, but now he's just different now. I honestly just don't see the guy changing anytime soon. I feel like he's just gonna be the same character he is now for, like, the rest of the SMG4 YouTube channel. So, yeah, that's SMG3, and I'll see you guys next time, and bye.